You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me. Today, Rockwired profiles singer-songwriter Tony DeSimone and his latest release, The Second Time Around. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Tony DeSimone and his latest release, The Second Time Around. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Tony regarding his latest release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From his CD, The Second Time Around, here is Tony DeSimone with A Perfect Day.
You don't know how much. You don't know how much you mean to me. You don't know how much. You don't know how much you mean to me. I love the way you look, and when you look, I hope that you look at me. I love the way you smile. When you smile, I hope it's because of me. Oh, you say, I love the way you say all those things you need to say. Oh, you say, why don't you find some time to kick it back, relax, and let your mind unwind. We'll sip a few and catch some tunes and waste some time hanging out on this lazy afternoon. It's the perfect way to spend my day with you. You don't know how much. You don't know how much you mean to me. You don't know how much. You don't know how much you mean to me. I love the way you look, and when you look, I hope that you look at me. I love the way you smile, and when you smile, I hope it's because of me. Love the way you say all those things you need to say. Oh, you say, why don't you find some time to kick it back, relax, and let your mind unwind. We'll sip a few and catch some tunes and waste some time hanging out on this lazy afternoon. Perfect way to spend my day with you. You say, I love the way you say all those things you need to say. Oh, you say, why don't you find some time to kick it back, relax, let your mind unwind. We'll sip a few and catch some tunes and waste some time endless lazy afternoon. It's a perfect way to spend my day with you. It's a perfect way to spend my day with you. Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-dee-da-dee-da-ba. It's a perfect way to spend my day with you. Perfect way to spend my day with you. Perfect way to spend my day with you.
From his CD, The Second Time Around, that was Tony DeSimone with A Perfect Day. Visit Tony at his official website, www.tonydmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Tony regarding his latest release, and here's how the interview went.
So, fantastic CD, Tony. Now that it's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm really, really excited about it. I think it's got a good sound to it. Getting a lot of positive feedback and reviews from writers and people that have listened to it. So, you know, that's the point of it for me, is to get people to be aware of it, to listen to it, and to, you know, want to pop it in and listen to it. So it's been very successful in that regard.
I see. And have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you?
I think some of the interesting things that do surprise me are, you know, I think when people listen to new music or hear something for the first time, they have a natural tendency to want to associate it to something that they're familiar with. So it's been a little bit surprising to hear what people have associated my style to. I've heard all kinds of different bands and solo artists from 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, and then some bands I've never even heard of. So it's interesting. But no one says I sound like any one person, so that's a really good thing. So.
Who all did you work in terms of production for it?
So I worked with the producer, Anthony Newitt, out in the Philadelphia area, who really helped me get the songs very polished and to the point where we could, lay down the tracks in a solid, and I was really happy with them. Because one thing I didn't want to do was just go make another singer-songwriter CD. I wanted to have some, the drums and the full production going on all these tracks. I think that's what the songs are for, and I think it opens the ears up to them.
It's funny how people equate, drums and bass and electric guitars with not being a singer-songwriter album.
Well, I know. It is what it is today. When you say, my buddy's a singer-songwriter, and they're like, you think, oh, boy, he's going to do it without a guitar and just, have some angst for them songs and woes or whatever, and it's like, from my point of view with the singer-songwriter thing, I want to make sure that people appreciate the song and the way it was, the way I hear it in my head, which is with the drums and the piano and the mandolins and the ukuleles and all that stuff. I mean, that's where I hear it, and that's where I think people should hear it.
And how did music start for you?
My parents encouraged it at a very young age, and, it's been with me for a long time. Even when I stopped playing for a while, it's something I've always listened to, I've always enjoyed it, and then, when I started playing again, it's just been full throttle, and, it's just sort of like a fish to the water, I just really enjoy it, and it's a very passionate thing for me, and I know no one's going to feel the same way about music that I do, but, I want people to have a little insight into how I feel about it.
So. I see, and in the beginning, what sort of artists spoke to you?
Right, so when I first grew up listening to music, I listened to, whatever was on the pop radio stations. My mom was very pop music oriented. And as I got a little bit older, I started getting into more of the progressive rock kind of stuff, which, was a big influence on me musically, but of course doesn't sound anything like what I do today, but that's where I started to learn how to play an instrument really well, was by listening to that kind of stuff. And then I got into, some of the more traditional jazz stuff, and I listened to Miles Davis and John Coltrane and stuff like that. And then, kind of came full circle. I started getting back into the popular music, because for me, at the end of the day, music is all about, associating these emotions with, with other people, letting them understand how you feel, and if someone's going to listen to your music, then, you know, I don't think that's any value for me personally. I want people to listen to it, and so I want to write stuff people want to listen to, and that's what my music is all about, is trying to find those things that people want to associate with, and, you know, whether it's melodically, whether it's lyrically, you know, whether it's from the arrangements or the productions, whatever it is, that's what's important to me.
I see. And at what point did songwriting start for you?
I kind of dabbled with it early on, and then I didn't really think I was any good at it, so I just stuck to being a musician and playing instruments. And then, you know, later on, I started dabbling a little bit more, and my friends kind of encouraged me to keep at it. And so when I got back into music about 3 years ago, I just went in full bore with the idea of, you know, just starting to write down some songs. And, you know, I wrote a couple songs, and my friends really encouraged me to keep at it, and, you know, still do today. So it's been a great thing. And, you know, every time you write a new song, you know, you learn something new about the song, writing a song, I would say. And, you know, you always think the new old piece of art is always the best thing you're doing, because that's what keeps you motivated to keep going. So.
Visit Tony at his official website, www.tonydmusic.com. Here is Tony DeSimone with the title track of his latest release, The Second Time Around.
I wasn't ready to open up my heart to you. I built this wall of self-protection. But the wall I built might have kept me safe, kept you out, till you broke it down with the love you had. Second time, love seems sweeter. Second time, love seems so deep. If there ever was a time for me to get back on my feet, it's the second time around. Second time around, you and me. The love you saw, and I let it out. When you open up your heart to me, second time, love seems sweeter. Second time, love seems so deep. Was a time for me to get back on my feet. It's the second time around. Second time around, you and me. Second time, love seems sweeter. Second time, love seems so deep. If there ever was a time for me to get back on my feet, it's the second time around. Second time around, you and me.
Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Tony DeSimone and his latest release, The Second Time Around. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Tony regarding his music making, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I see, and describe the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
For me, it usually starts with a melody, and whether that's sitting at the piano or at the guitar or at the ukulele and, coming up with, a few chords and hearing a melody pull out of those chords and then associating that to some lyrics. And that's usually the spontaneous part for me. It's kind of some thought in my head from the day's events or whatever, and then clicking with some kind of, melodic structure that comes out of the chords. And then you kind of just start to develop it from there, once you get that first little seedling of a thought that, oh, okay, that's a good idea. Now, how do I develop this idea? How do I make it interesting and keep going and there's all those little things that you're looking for. You want some kind of repetition. You want some kind of diversity, but you don't want it too diverse so that people can't follow along. You want some kind of consistent structure to the song. Those are the things that you kind of build into that original idea, but the genesis of it usually starts that, it's a single instrument and, a thought about, some kind of concept or thought lyrically that gets associated to that.
And with that being said, what songs off of this new album resonate for you the most and why?
Great question. I really like, the title track, Second Time Around. I think that lyrically was very strong. It has a lot of meaning in my life about where I am musically, emotionally, physically, all kinds of things about getting a second chance at those. And I thought that the simplicity in some sense of the arrangement in terms of the guitar and the violin really make it a very strong song. I was really pleased with that outcome. I also really like A Perfect Day. I think that has a very good, strong melody, and it's a fun song. And I wrote it about, just hanging out at a pub in New York City listening to some live music, and I think it really captured that mood it still makes it very modern sounding with the drum loop in the background against the acoustic guitar. So those two songs really stand out. And then, I like some of the other songs, of course. I like them all, to be honest, but I like Two Steps Back to You. I think that has a very catchy chorus, and Mississippi obviously has a lot of social commentary on things that grew up during the Civil Rights era. And then Easy Love, I think, is another good song off the album, which is just a fun song to listen to.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
I would like people to want to listen to it again and, to pass it on to a friend. I think at the end of the day, that's all I just ask for, is that they listen to the album and they like it enough to pop it back in or download a couple songs onto their iPod or tell their friends about it and say, hey, you know, this guy's doing something that's kind of neat and has this contemporary kind of Americana sound to him, and it's something to check out. And you know, that's all I could ask for, you know. And that's really what I want to get out of it. And so that kind of encouragement would make me want to keep going and, you know, make another CD. So I think that's the end of the day, that's really what I want.
Visit Tony at his official website, www.tonydmusic.com. From his CD The Second Time Around, here is Tony DeSimone once more with Mississippi Burning.
This war for the love of mankind, a woman so strong it changed the tide. Human emotion like a storm. In every shelter, in every home, in 64, the cities turn bright, igniting my fire for what was right.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Tony DeSimone for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.